WMNF is looking for restaurants and chefs to feed our hardworking volunteers during our fall membership drive. You'll get honor recognition in return. Our drive is Wednesday, October 10th through the 17th. If you can stir something up, call 813-865-8261. That's 813-865-8261. On a perhaps related note, did you know you can support this show anytime? You don't have to wait for marathons. You can go to WMNF.org now and hit the tip jar on this show's webpage. The show being Talking Animals, Wednesdays at 11 and noon. If you're looking at the schedule and hitting that tip jar, thanks in advance for giving to this show on WMNF. WMNF will be broadcasting NPR's live coverage of the first presidential debate tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. That may have been changed to Democracy Now!'s expanded debate coverage featuring the candidates that were not invited to participate. But either way, that's on our digital channel, The Source, 88.5 HD3, or tune in on your phone or your computer at WMNF.org/HD. I'm Duncan Strauss, really delighted to be bringing you another edition of Talking Animals, in which we'll discuss the third annual Tampa Bay Veg Fest and the array of food, music, speakers, films, and more offered at the October 13th event with Chief Organizer Isabel Tosi. First, though, we're kicking off the show with an animal song, in this case by an animal band. Haven't played this one in a while. It's Eels with I Like Birds here on Talking Animals.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds. I don't care for walking downtown, crazy auto car gonna mow me down, look at all the people like cows. Birds. If you're small and on a search, I've got a feeder for you to perch on. I can't stand in line at the store. The mean little people are such a bore, but it's all right. If you're small and on a search, I've got a feeder for you to perch on.
Seals with. I like birds, an animal tune, indeed an ornithological ode. Tease us into today's edition of Talking Animals. My name's Duncan Strauss, here with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. In just a few minutes, we'll be speaking with today's guest, Isabel Tosse, chief organizer of the Tampa Bay Veg Fest, produced by Florida Voices for Animals and taking place October 13th at Cotonchobee Fort Brooke Park. Over the years, a number of Veg Fests have sprung up in North America and worldwide, and the Tampa Bay Veg Fest, now in its third year, is the series' only vegetarian-vegan festival, offering an array of food, speakers, live music, adoptable animals, vendors, acclaimed films, and more. We'll discuss much of this when Isabel Tosse joins us in a few moments here on Talking Animals. And while speaking with Isabel, we'll also welcome your questions and comments at 813-239-9663 or by email at dj@wmnf.org. Also a bit later in the show, we'll step into the Comedy Corner. We'll also play Name That Animal Tune, and we'll receive a deluxe Talking Animals baseball cap. Also later in the show, we'll speak briefly with Danielle Yoho, co-founder of Racing for Rescue, a major new adoption event slated for this Saturday, October 6th at Showtime Speedway in Clearwater. Right now, though, it's time for the Animal News and Announcements segment. A look at items of interest in animal news, as well as announcements of local events on the horizon. Produced, as always, by the Talking Animals award-winning Rip and Read News Department. Our first item, well, we've already alluded to it at least once, but the fun drive is coming. 1 week from today, October 10th through 17th, meaning, of course, that it starts, as it often does, on a Wednesday, and Talking Animals will be among the first shows to ask for your support, and also causing at least minor cardiac disturbance. We found out our fundraising goal a couple days ago, and Talking Animals has been assigned a fundraising goal of $3,000 in less than an hour. Yes, he said $3,000. So, upon hearing that, I told Laura that my wife's out of town this week. I may donate her car to WMNF in Talking Animals' names. I may have trouble figuring out what happens when she comes back. But anyways, so I'm not really kind of resorting those measures. We really, really need to count on your support. Next Wednesday, of course, from 11 to noon for the fundraising show. But really before that, these days it's so important to get to a running start and get some donations beforehand, come in with some pre-pledges. So if you're a fan of Talking Animals at all, we really would like to ask you to help us out even before next Wednesday. There's at least a couple different ways to do that. You can go to the tip jar. You just go to WMNF.org, click on the full schedule link in the upper left-hand corner, click on Talking Animals, then zoom up. Of course, it's 11 to 12 on Wednesday. And click on the tip jar. If you can drop in $30, $50, $100, whatever you can swing would be much appreciated. And really hoping to get a nice head start on the fun drive. And be terrific if you could help us do that. So, and as always, of course, we have exclusive Talking Animals only thank you gifts, sometimes known as premiums, to support our show. So those are now up on the Talking Animals website, and I'm going to briefly outline those in a moment. But I also want to remind you that another way you could support Talking Animals and WMNF even now before the fun drive starts and still have a blast at the same time is this Saturday, October 6th, Paula Poundstone, who was our guest on Talking Animals again last week, will be at Straz Center, Ferguson Hall of the Straz Center. And we have, I think, three pair of tickets. So for an $80 pledge, which is basically the price you would pay, you could help Talking Animals and WMNF. So if you want to email us at dj@wmnf.org, or note that if you do a tip jar pledge, we'll get you set up to see Paula Poundstone this Saturday, October 6th at the Straz Center. So some other things that we have, too, that are pretty cool. I mostly just try to go with things I would like to do or enjoy. So, for example, there's the Seeing the Elephant two-day weekend getaway at Paws in Northern California, where you go out there and you stay in this cool bed and breakfast, and then one of the 2 days you hang with the elephants at Paws and with Pat Derby and Ed Stewart, who founded the the sanctuary. This is like a 2,300-acre sanctuary with a bunch of elephants that have been rescued from circuses and zoos and other things. And then the other day, you get to hang out with the other animals there. There's bears and lions and tigers and learn all kinds of things. And anyway, so that's really cool. And we actually have that for less than you would pay if you were trying to do that on your own. We, as always, have the week stay at the Kauai condo, the cool condo, sort of beachfront condo in the island of Kauai on the Hawaiian Islands. And again, a better deal than you could get through any other means. And again, supporting Talking Animals and WMNF. We also have tickets to see The Who doing Quadrophenia and other Who classics November 3rd at the Amway Center. Insane, insane tickets. I'm sure scalpers or others would probably be getting, you know, $1,000, $1,200 for these. These are in section 115, row 2, if you want to check out the Amway Center's seating chart. And Louis C.K., amazing comedian, just won 2 Emmys. And he's going to be at the Stratus Center in November. And we have a pair for each of the show. He's doing 2 shows that night, 7:30 and 10. We've got a pair of tickets from his manager for each show, so they're obviously awesome. And more, Death at SeaWorld book signed by author David Kirby. Some items not on the website will be offered, including a tour of Big Cat Rescue and gift certificate from HealthMut and more. So anyways, check out that at talkinganimals.net. And please, please, please help us out before next Wednesday. And also next Wednesday, too. All right, so now to some actual animal news. This, I thought, was an intriguing gambit. The president and chief executive of the Humane Society of the United States says he wants a seat on the board of directors at Tyson Foods so he can begin working from the inside out to improve the plight of farm animals, especially pregnant pigs. Wayne Pacelli said in a statement posted on the Humane Society's website that he has filed paperwork as a candidate for election to the board of directors of Tyson Foods. He says he wants to work on behalf of consumers to ensure humane treatment of animals. And in a statement, Pacelli said, it's certainly unusual for a lifelong animal advocate to run for the board of the second biggest meat company in the world, Pacelli said. Nonetheless, it is imperative that a voice on Tyson's board speak for the company's many customers, partners, and investors who are demanding the end of gestation crates and more humane treatment of animals. Tyson issued the following statement in response to Pacelli's announcement. We're not surprised Wayne Pacelli wants to sit on our board. We're handling the nomination according to the law and our company's bylaws. We're committed to humane animal treatment and expect the same from the independent family farmers who supply us with chickens, hogs, and cattle. Two sort of similar stories came in courtesy of Sean Kinnan, WNO's Assistant News and Public Affairs Director. The first, datelined San Clemente, California. A dog has survived a 110-mile ride on the hot engine of a pickup truck during a Southern California heat wave. The driver of a Chevrolet Silverado felt the pickup move slightly after he stopped in San Clemente on Monday. He had just driven from Chino to Orange and Camp Pendleton. The Orange County Register says 52-year-old Jaime Magana noticed fur above the left front tire, and he opened the hood to find a 25-pound dog atop the engine. Temperatures outside were nudging 100 degrees. Magana called for help, and an animal control officer put the dog, nicknamed Chevy, into air-conditioned truck. It perked right up. Magana says he's seen the dog in his Chino neighborhood. The hunt is on for the dog's owner. And then, on the other end of the country, Taunton, Massachusetts, animal welfare authorities say a dog survived an 11-mile ride from Massachusetts to Rhode Island at speeds of up to 50 miles per hour after it was hit by a car and became wedged under the front grille. East Providence Animal Control Supervisor William Muggle says the female poodle mix ran in front of the car in Taunton on September 20th. The driver slammed on the brakes but didn't see the dog, so continued driving. Muggle tells the Taunton Daily Gazette that it wasn't until the driver reached East Providence that another motorist pointed out the dog. The driver went to the police station where animal control officers freed the fluffy white pooch. The dog suffered a concussion and possibly a minor bladder rupture. Authorities are now trying to find its owners. Bob Barker, I guess at least a couple times on Talking Animals in the past, has spent millions of dollars helping elephants, bears, chimps, and other animals for decades. When he was host of The Price is Right, he ended every show with a plea to viewers to spay or neuter their pets. Animal Defenders International presented with the Lord Houghton Award on October 13th at a West Hollywood ceremony. ADI President Jane Jan Kramer says Barker was chosen not only for a lifetime of service, but for his generosity and for repeatedly taking the animal message to Congress. The award brings Barker international recognition, but he says it means so much because of the respect he has for ADI. He says the group is one of the finest animal protection organizations in Europe. By the way, we don't mention any other context, at least today. October is Pit Bull Awareness Month. All right, some things coming up locally here include Tampa Loves TNR, a cool rally scheduled for this Saturday, October 6th at Al Lopez Park from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And features all kinds of cool stuff, face painting, arts and crafts, bouncy house, TNVR education, food and drink. You can bring the family, bring your dogs on leashes. And it's just going to be really great. And again, we've talked now a number of times on the show about this sort of surprising, I guess, maybe the most diplomatic word, battle that's emerged with people trying to make TNR or TNVR illegal in Hillsborough County. So this would be a great way to learn more about it. If you don't already know, there's also a Facebook page devoted to that. And you can just go to Facebook and search TNR Hillsborough. So we will hopefully see you out at that. And let's see, a couple of the quick things coming up. Our friends at the Little Cats Rescue are having a yard sale extravaganza to benefit them on October 13th. Also, a lot of things going on, a lot of the same days. But anyways, hosted by Southern Self-Storage, 7139 Mitchell Boulevard, and you can buy some things there and support the Little Cat Rescue and its efforts to feed all those kitties that have, you know, been either dumped there or just haven't have found homes yet, and that would be cool. Another thing that day is a reading and signing cookies and coloring with children's book author Lisa Fleming. Come meet the star of Cat and Crow. An amazing friendship, and it is a pretty amazing friendship. This is a stray kitten that was saved and cared for by a wild crow. And there's a pretty cool video piece about just watching the crow kind of look after the cat and sort of the friendship that unfolded. Pretty amazing. Anyways, so this is happening at Barnes & Noble Saturday, October 13th on Dale Mabry Highway, and between 1 and 3 p.m., and some portion of the proceeds will go to St. Francis Society Animal Rescue. So more on 813-962-6446. All right, well, there's so many other things I'd like to cover, but maybe we'll have time later in the show, but we gotta get to it. So let's step now into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, and we have our guest in studio, as we do today with Isabel. We tend to play shorter pieces, but I also wanted to go with a bit of comedy somewhat relevant to VegFest. So this is Shane Moss with a snippet of a piece called Mushrooms Vegan on today's Comedy Corner on Talking Animals.
I have a friend who's a vegan, which is fine enough for him, but he's always trying to push his vegan propaganda on me. He'll be like, "Hey, Shane, you should try this tofu. It tastes just like chicken." I try it, I'm like, "Oh, wow. You forgot what chicken tastes like." In fact, everything tastes like chicken except for this.
All right, Shane Moss with just a little snippet of a piece called Mushrooms Vegan, taken from his album Jokes to Make My Parents Proud. I'm Duncan Strauss. This is Talking Animals. Our website is talkinganimals.net. It's nearly time to speak with today's guest, Isabel Tosse. She is the chief organizer of the Tampa Bay Veg Fest, an ambitious, sprawling event happening a week from Saturday, October 13th, featuring all sorts of food, including cooking demonstrations, speakers, live music, animals to adopt, vendors, acclaimed films, and more. Heck, the faster we introduce Isabel, the faster we can start hearing details of the event. So with a reminder that we invite you to join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing dj@wmnf.org. Let's welcome Isabel Tosse back to Talking Animals. phones. Good morning, Isabel.
Good morning, Duncan.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So we might have covered this last year, but in mentioning you on the show and in promotional blurbs and other things, posts before today, I referred to you as the chief organizer of VegFest. What does that mean exactly?
Well, organizing it entails a lot of different details. You have to get a permit from the city. You have to do a lot of things that don't seem very glamorous. I have several volunteers assisting, getting tents that we have to order, portalettes, lining up speakers, lining up chefs to do the cooking demos, doing the children's area. There's just a wide variety of things that need to be done.
And now, why are you the chief organizer? Did you draw the short straw, or how did this come to pass?
The way it started was a couple of years ago, before we did our first one, I had spoken to some friends in Orlando who did the Orlando VegFest, and they suggested that we should start one here, that it's really not that difficult, and, you know, we could just do it just as they did it. So I came before the board of Florida Voices for Animals, the group that puts it on, and they agreed. And so I just started working on it the first year.
And so you were kind of the chief organizer then, so you've just sort of remained in that slot, even though there might have been times where you wish you did not. But maybe we'll touch on that later. Maybe not. But anyway, so you mentioned, as I did in the introduction, the Florida Voices for Animals. So it's really sort of produced under their auspices, if I'm not mistaken,
that
right?
Yes, correct.
So kind of by way of review, I think, because we probably did touch a little bit on this last year as well, but just for those listening who maybe don't know or didn't have a chance to hear that, maybe you could sort of outline what Florida Voices for Animals is and does.
Florida Voices for Animals is a 501c3 grassroots nonprofit based here in the area. And basically what it does is it educates, its mission is to do outreach and education to educate the public about all kinds of animal cruelty issues. And that includes animals that people eat, that they wear, that are used for entertainment, that are used in experimentation for products. So we do a variety of things. We table, we leaflet. We have a couple of large events a year. We have our Have a Heart dinner generally in February, our fundraiser. And it's just an opportunity to educate people, to hand out brochures and flyers and educate them on how to make more compassionate choices for animals overall.
And how big is the organization? Like how many members would you say?
I think we have about 350 members.
Oh, wow.
And okay. Also we do have a meetup site, Florida Voices for Animals meetup.
Mm-hmm. So if someone wanted to get involved and find out, would that be the best way to kind of just search for that or go to Florida Voices for Animals website?
Both. We have floridavoicesforanimals.org is our mm-hmm. website, but our meetup site has all of our current events. We're constantly doing different things, and that's probably the best place to go to see what we're doing currently.
And how is Florida Voices for Animals funded? For example, how are you guys able to underwrite, I happen to know, you know, putting on an event like this, you know, that there's some serious expenses. How do you underwrite those expenses or what sort of financial structure is there to the organization that enables you to do that?
Well, we basically, for the group itself, we have member dues and we do a few fundraisers a year. For VegFest, we have vendor fees. We have some limited sponsorships, some limited grants. So that helps us with the funding of the event.
Right, and I should be careful, but I should also note that to go to VegFest, and we'll get on obviously all kinds of details in the next few minutes, but let's just say it could not be more reasonable. We can't really say the price, but again, you can find that out by going to TampaBayVegFest.org, and you can find out, of course, a lot of the details, some of which we'll also cover here momentarily. But anyway, I guess the reason I'm sort of saying that is it's not that there's an admission fee to speak of that would generate money to help defray the costs of putting on the event. So again, some limited sponsorships and some other measures are all the more necessary to help kind of really fund the whole event.
Right, that's true. And we just recently put up a donation page on our website, so we're hoping that will eventually generate some additional funding for the event.
Selfishly, I just hope no one donates until after they support Talking Animals, but that's just a side note. Anyway, so how has it all been going? I also know firsthand from overseeing an event of similar scope that there's a lot of moving parts, and it's just kind of a really demanding, often nutty task. I mean, I'm sure you can't really, you know, speak candidly on the radio about some of the kookier challenges, but maybe there's just some things you could just say that have been sort of, you know, fun or amusing along the way of sort of the inherent kind of relentless nuttiness of putting something like this together.
Fun or amusing, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. We reach out to different potential speakers, which is always fun, contacting individuals. Some are better known, some are lesser known. We reach out to potential chefs who might be interested. We line up films. I mean, we have a lot of contact with different people across the country and locally who could assist us.
And that's probably fun and exciting. At least it can be, depending on. Yeah. And then I know that when you're outlining the history, you said that it was kind of the Orlando event. But I mean, at this point, do you and some of your colleagues attend other veg fests, you know, or sort of make a point now even of attending other ones just to sort of, you know, see, get inspiration, see some of the cool ideas that you may want to try to incorporate? Or
yeah, we do have the Orlando Veg Fest that will take place 2 weeks after ours, and Jacksonville has one a week later on November 3rd. I know that I and several of us have attended Orlando and even some events out of state prior to putting ours on. Honestly, after I started putting ours on a couple of years ago, and I think some of the other volunteers, I'm not sure we're attending as much some of the others, but there is Vegetarian Summerfest in Pennsylvania. That's a multi-day event. It's really a great event, and I know some of us have attended that. So we do get ideas from going to other events and checking out their websites and speaking to their organizers.
Sure. Cool. A lot of sharing of information, I would think, back
exactly.
and forth. Yeah. This is Talking Animals. If you just tuned in, we're speaking with Isabel Tosse, chief organizer of Tampa Bay Veg Fest, taking place October 13th at Cotenchobee Fort Brooke Park. If you'd like to ask Isabel a question, offer a comment, please call 813-239-9663 or email dj@wmnf.org. So let's talk about some of the key elements. We can't hit them all because, again, it's very sprawling, you know, ambitious event, as I already mentioned. But let's talk at least a little bit about speakers. You mentioned speakers, and there's really kind of a cool array. Let's talk first maybe a little bit about Dr. Michael Greger.
Yes, Dr. Michael Greger, he's with the Humane Society of the United States. I have had the opportunity to hear him speak. He's very entertaining, very knowledgeable. He generally does it in like an interactive quiz show format where he involves the audience. And it's really a great way to learn while being entertained. He's a lot of fun to hear speak, and we hope that everyone will be able to come out and hear him speak.
Yeah, I'll just add that I've seen him speak a few times. Less in that interactive thing, more at least a few of these times on a panel with Gene Bauer, the founder of Farm Sanctuary, and Paul Shapiro, kind of the main animal factory farming expert for the Humane Society. And those are three, like, really smart, incredibly charismatic people, so it's great. But, I mean, Dr. Greger, really, really just very magnetic, so knowledgeable. He's an MD, and he's been a guest on this show in the past, and as people might remember, he also every single day uploads a new video, nutrition food related video at nutritionfacts.org. So, anyways, he's terrific. Who else should we at least touch on briefly before hitting some other elements of the festival?
Well, we have Kenneth Williams. He's a vegan bodybuilder. In 2004, he participated in the Natural Olympia, and he came in third place, becoming the first vegan bodybuilder champion. So we're very excited that he'll be here. And I guess we'll touch later on the Ask an Expert booth, but both Kenneth Williams and Michael Greger will be in that area to meet with the public and answer their questions.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we will come back to that. But, I mean, there's so many things. I just want to at least give a little feel for people listening. So one of the things, too, that I mean, seems – I mean, if you just isolated the film part of – Veg Fest, it would be like a pretty amazing film festival. So let's talk about the films that you guys are showing at Veg Fest this year.
Right. Well, we have The Witness, which is a wonderful film. It is an award-winning film by Tribe of Heart. And Actually, we have a couple of the films that we're showing are available at our website for people to watch if they want in advance. That would be The Witness and Farm to Fridge. The Witness is about 43 minutes, and it really is a very beautiful and moving film. And we also have Farm to Fridge. That film is only 12 minutes long, and it really is very powerful and can be life-changing. So we hope people will watch both of those either at the event or they can watch it online at our website. Another film that we have is Peaceable Kingdom, The Journey Home. That is also put out by Tribe of Heart, which put out The Witness.
And also, Isabel, if I'm not mistaken, is just for people who have been around or watching those things for a while, am I not mistaken, right, that the Peaceable Kingdom is slightly different or maybe like re-edited or something from the film with the same name?
Yes, it's okay. A completely different film. I've seen both of
them.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they came out with Peaceable Kingdom many years ago. I don't remember how many years. And very recently, in the last few months, they released the DVDs for Peaceable Kingdom, The Journey Home. The last couple of years, they've been doing the film festival circuit, and they've won multiple awards for this film. It's an excellent film. I hope people come out and watch it.
And before we move on, I guess we should touch on, if nothing else, Veducated,
yes.
Right? Which people might remember that WNF showed in August, but it really, really great and really fun, you know, kind of entertaining. I mean, not that there's, as with a lot of these, not some rough footage, but minimal compared to a lot of these films, and there's a great story to kind of really follow with these three folks who decide to rise to this challenge to go vegan. And anyway, so yeah, and then what have we not talked about? Oh, Forks Over Knives, I guess, right?
Right, we're showing also Forks Over Knives. We showed it last year, and it was very well received. That's also a very good film that concentrates most heavily on the health benefits of a plant-based diet. They have Dr. T. Colin Campbell and Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, among others, in the film. And it's a very well-made film and very well-received by the people who came to see it last time.
So, all right, so let's talk, what sort of animals might we expect to find at the fest? I remember last year's fest, I fell in love with a magnificent pig there, whose name I can't quite remember, but he was fantastic. But, I mean, there's an assortment of animals that are there available for adoption in most cases, right?
Right, that's true. Now, the pig is not available for adoption, no. But they will
But he is available for admiring.
Yeah. Yes, he is available for admiring. I believe we'll have one or two pigs, and that was from Darlin's mm-hmm. Pig Sanctuary.
Okay.
And so they'll be back this year. That's a lot of fun. And we have a number of groups that have animals to adopt. We have dogs and cats. We also have a rescue group that has rabbits and guinea pigs, and we have a parrot rescue. So those animals are all available to come and see them and to potentially give them a permanent home.
And in putting those together, were you guys seeking a certain mix of animal rescues and other groups amongst the broader mix of people that are either vendors or tabling or otherwise, or was it just sort of whoever was interested in participating, you know, as long as they fulfilled that sure basic criteria, all those kind of animal organizations or rescues were welcome? Or
mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they're all welcome, but because we are Florida Voices for Animals, we do like to incorporate other groups if they're available.
Sure.
To
yeah.
educate people about what they're doing locally. There are other nonprofits, and this is kind of a good venue for them to let other people know what they're doing.
Sure. So, and then we're just only touching on a few things, but anyone who's been at VegFest in the past years, I'm sure has enjoyed, you know, many of the things we touched on. And sometimes it's hard to do everything because, you know, if you go see a film or go see a speaker, that's, you know, 45 minutes or an hour there or whatever. But again, the thing runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., so there is a big hunk of time to work with. But And we haven't even touched on live music and stuff for kids, which we may have time to come back to. But let's talk a little bit about the new elements that you and your colleagues have added to this year's event.
We have two new things that we've added. One is called a pay-per-view booth, and basically it's a play on what people consider pay-per-view, but it's a little bit different. Basically, people come to the booth. And we have a four-minute film that we show them, and then in exchange for watching the four-minute film, we compensate them. So it's kind of a little bit of a draw for people to come in and watch this film. Our group did do it at the Florida State Fair a few months ago. We had a pay-per-view booth, and it was very well received by people. And we expect that it will be very busy also this year. that booth will be situated at the east end of the park, closest to the History Center. And
yours, you could tell when you did it before, when you say it got a really good response. I mean, to what extent, you know, would you say that it was like, hey, you get to watch this thing and then people put, a little cash or whatever in your hands, relative to, hey, this was pretty illuminating. I'm really sort of glad that I watched that or learned that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did have some people who said, they were glad that we were there, that it was very illuminating, that it was very eye-opening. And it was really interesting to have conversations with them because you could see that it truly was an educational experience, which is what this event is all about, is
sure.
trying to show people how delicious plant-based foods are and that you sacrifice nothing really by adopting a plant-based diet. So we do that by a variety of means.
Sure, sure. Again, this is Talking Animals. If you hearing us now, my guest is Isabel Tomasi, Chief Organizer of Tampa Bay Veg Fest, again taking place October 13th at Cotinchobee Fort Brooke Park in Tampa. We invite you to join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing dj@wmnf.org. And in fact, we have one emailer. It says, hi, Duncan, what's your guest take on Whole Foods Market and Trader Joe's? I think it's awesome that they're opening a new Whole Foods Market in Carrollwood in a few weeks, and they have a great organic produce section. I also was pleased that Trader Joe's finally opened in the Bay Area in Sarasota recently, but I'm not sure when they'll come to Tampa. In my opinion, the only downside with these stores is that they're big chain stores that might shut down the local specialty grocery stores. Maybe both store chains will be involved at VegFest?
Right. Well, Whole Foods is at VegFest this year, and hopefully Trader Joe's could be next year. I don't know if anyone has reached out to them. But, yes, many of us shop at these health food stores, and we buy their plant-based products, and, we support that. Obviously, we promote the plant-based products, not the meat or animal products of any vendor.
Cool. And this might bring us in a way, at least it reminded me, one of the Whole Foods folks who I really, really like, I think is going to be at the festival giving a cooking demo. Curtis, right? So maybe we could talk a little bit about cooking demos and or ask an expert just to make sure we don't run out of time without hitting those points.
Okay. Yes, we have four great chefs or cooking experts. Curtis is one of them from Whole Foods. He was there last year and it was a big hit, so we're glad he's back. And then we have Vicky Chelf of Sarasota. And we have Christy Williamson of Vita de Cafe. She actually does raw foods, which is completely different from cooked foods. So we invite people to come to that because if you're not familiar with raw foods, it's obviously not, iceberg lettuce and raw carrots. There's just this whole world of raw foods out there.
And each of them, based on the Christy example, I assume each of the four are really doing and demonstrating pretty different things from each other.
Exactly. They're demonstrating different things, and the audience also gets to have a taste of what they're preparing.
Nice.
And then I should also mention the fourth one is Ellen Jaffe Jones, who wrote a book called Eat Vegan on $4 a Day. She was at our event last year as a speaker.
Yeah.
So she'll be one of our chefs and also one of our speakers this year and also at Ask an Expert. So
a past guest on Talking Animals. So she's got the quadruple or quintuple crown, I think, there. Yeah.
That is true. And I guess that's a good segue into the Ask an Expert to quickly mention that. That is basically a booth which will also be at the east end of the park closest to the History Center where we'll have a number of people. I guess I can do a quick rundown of some of them. Ellen Jaffe Jones will be one of them. I mean, she's an author, she's a chef and an athlete and wrote the book, as I mentioned earlier. She will be there. We'll have a couple of registered dietitians. All of these people promote a health plant-based diet. And as I stated earlier, Kenneth Williams and Dr. Michael Greger, they're speakers, but they will also be at the Ask an Expert booth. And what that entails is simply having the person there for about an hour or so, and the public can just come up and ask them questions about their respective fields. And then we'll have one person who's a local registered nurse, and she also has a certificate in plant-based nutrition from Cornell. Her name is Isabel Albiso. And then we'll have Susanna Sherman. She's one of our volunteers, and she is going to speak about being a vegan parent raising her child on plant-based food. So we try to cover a wide variety of topics.
Cool. Well, so, and speaking of that, we should also, I think I alluded to it, but among the other things, of course, it really can't have a festival like this without having live music. So I think there's a handful of bands that are playing. But I guess what I was really going to say is there's also, it's a very family-oriented event, and there's some things designed for kids. Maybe you want to just briefly mention those.
Right. We have a children's area. There will be some face painting, a hula hoop demonstration, and in the past we've had arts and crafts, story time, just a variety of activities for the kids all day long from the time that we open until the time the event closes. And that will also be located along with the cooking demonstrations at the east end of the park nearest the History Center.
Cool. Well, we're sort of maybe just got another minute or two as well, but so as we talked about, there's a number of veg fests scattered across North America and across the globe, really, and they probably have, an array of objectives, mostly overlapping, I'm going to guess. But in producing the Tampa Bay Veg Fest, I mean, what are your objectives? I mean, you said a moment ago that one of the main things is just to sort of, introduce people that may not know, to the virtues of a plant-based diet and often how, delicious and great that can be. Are there other objectives or other outcomes you're seeking by producing VegFest?
Yeah, we're interested in educating people not just in how delicious and healthy the food is, but also educating them that it's better for the environment and also it's better for the animals, that it's very cruel to animals to use them as food. And we have a variety of brochures that people can take home with them and read later. And, of course, some of the films will touch on that. And some of the booths or exhibitors also. So we're trying to educate people on all aspects, all beneficial aspects of a plant-based diet.
And would you say that, I mean, because I think there's quite a continuum in the sort of general vegan community about, like, the desire to illuminate and educate. And some, I mean, you guys seem to have a, obviously it's really kind of, from multiple angles at VegFest, which is great. But I mean, no matter what, it seems kind of like, hey, here's the information, or here's the film, or here's the cooking demo. We'll just present you that and then you'll kind of make your decision. I think other parts of that continuum, there's some pretty highly charged, if not maybe militant people. So is there a sort of a guiding philosophy, either a Florida Voices for Animals or specifically VegFest, that says, hey, we're just going to have kind of a little gentler approach so as to hopefully bring people in? Because I just find sometimes those other approaches are, I understand zeal. I'm all for zeal. Zealots, not so much, and there seems to be, no shortage of those. So.
Right. There's a lot of passion, I think, but with a lot of people. I think our event and our philosophy is just to present this information, as you said, I guess in a kinder, gentler way, I don't think we're zealots. We're just trying to present a really fun, family-friendly event that has great food and lots of information that's a lot of fun. And that you can come early and stay late and have a wonderful time and at the same time learn a lot about this and hopefully start incorporating more plant-based foods in their diet. But, yes, we're not trying to be very aggressive in getting the information out there. We just want people to come and have a really wonderful time and hopefully in the process learn that it's very easy to adopt a plant-based diet and very delicious.
Cool. All right, so we're going to look forward to this. We've been speaking with Isabel Tassi, again, chief organizer of Tampa Bay Veg Fest, which is happening October 13th at Cotonchobee Fort Brooke Park, 601 Old Water Street in Tampa. It's going on from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., so whatever else you got going that day, hopefully you can swing by. And, again, leashed animals are welcome, and we talked about pretty much many of the things, not even all of the things that are offered, but many of the things. And then you have a great website at TampaBayVegFest.org, and they're also on Facebook at TB VegFest. So, Isabel, thank you so much for joining us on Talk Animals, and we'll look forward to the 13th.
Thank you, Duncan.
Cool. All right, I'm Duncan Strauss. You're listening to Talking Animals, where the show website is talkinganimals.net. It's time to proceed to Name That Animal Tune, or as we're calling it today in deference to VegFest, Name That Vegetable Tune. This is a giveaway. You do not need to be a WMNF member. Women, there'll be a prize. The Talking Animals baseball cap to the first person that calls in the correct title of this animal tune to 813-239-9663. In a moment, we'll speak with Danielle Yoho, co-founder of Racing for Rescues. Right now, it's Name That Vegetable Tune on Talking Animals. We got all kinds of folks who, not surprisingly perhaps, can probably name this vegetable tune. We'll take them in the order they came. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. Can you name that vegetable tune? Hello, it's you.
It's me, okay.
Yeah.
Green onion.
That's right. We made it so easy. We're accommodating that way. What is your first name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte? Okay, well, we will be sending you off your very own and now limited edition version of the Talking Animals baseball cap. We just devised a new logo, so this one, all the stuff with our old logo is limited sort of collector's item, so you'll be getting that too. So hold on, Charlotte, we'll get your information and send that off to you shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Okay, so right now we are going to welcome Danielle Yoho, who's one of the co-founders of Racing for Rescue. Danielle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Cool. Welcome to Talking Animals.
Thank you for the invitation.
You bet. So, why don't you jump right in? What is Racing for Rescues?
My husband and I took over the old Sunshine Speedway in Pinellas County earlier this year. So I decided to turn the racetrack for one day into a huge rescue event to help out the rescues that are out there every day, trying to save all the animals from the shelter and vet them and get them fixed and get them healthy. So this is what Sunday is about.
Cool. So tell us about what specifically happened. And I think, sorry, I may have mentioned that it was Saturday the 6th. It's actually Sunday the 7th. My apology if I did mess that up. But so tell us what happens. So it's this Sunday the 7th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and tell us what all people heading out there might expect to see.
Well, we have 31 attending rescues. Most are dog rescues. We do have one horse rescue, a few cat rescues. We have 35 vendors, everything from arts and crafts to educational. We have low-cost vaccines and microchipping done by Drew Street Animal Clinic. We have a canine demo show. We have a cutest doggy contest. We have activities for the kids, the face painters, the bouncy house. We have kids art contests by Q Jill Marie and Q Auto and Injury Attorneys. We have food trucks. We have a car show. We have a lot going on that day. It's kind of going to be like a mini fair.
Wow.
You know, it's something for everybody. You can
Yeah. Come
hang out, eat, you know, and there's a little bit of something for everybody to do. We have silent auctions, door prizes. Crystal Springs will be out there supporting us. So every bottle of water that we sell will go to the rescues. All the money that we collect that day will go to the attending rescues.
Wow, that sounds terrific. And so is there, Danielle, is there either a website or a Facebook page where people listening who want to find out a few more details or just double-check some stuff that we're talking about could get that information?
Yes, we have a page on Facebook. It's just Racing for Rescues, the number 4. And we have been, you know, trying to keep up on that, give everybody an idea of what's up and coming, some sneak peeks at our silent auction items. So if they need any information, address or anything like that, it's right there. or our email is on there also. You know, if they need some help, we can help them that way also.
Very cool. Well, this sounds like a really neat idea and certainly a different setting for this kind of event. I know there's a friend of WNF's providing some live music there, right? Scotty and Treble Hook
Scotty
and
Lee
stuff.
Will be out there helping us.
Right.
It'll
so
be great.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of cool elements, and it really sounds terrific. So we wish you well, and thanks so much for making the time to join us today on Talking Animals.
Thank you. You take care.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, all right. That was Danielle Yoho with Racing for Rescues this Sunday. And again, if I think earlier on I did mention it was Saturday. It's this Sunday, October 7th at Showtime Speedway in Clearwater. So, all right. We have just about reached now the end of today's edition of Talking Animals on WMNF Tampa. We'll be back next Wednesday, October 10th. And we'll be doing our Fun Drive show. I'll be asking for your support. Talking Animals and WMNF, and again, it'll be a fun show. We always do a fun show on the Fun Drive show, full of music and comedy, and I'll be joined as always by the fabulous Laura Taylor. So I hope you'll tune in next Wednesday and help keep Talking Animals on the air. We're in that sort of every 2 years program change, schedule change. So 2 years ago this time, the Talking Animals was just on twice a month for half an hour. So let's keep once a week for an hour. Way better. So let's keep that going. So again, please support Talking Animals and go to the tip jar right now, WMNF.org. Just go to TalkingAnimals.net and there's all kinds of options for donating, including, of course, before the show and some of our cool thank you gifts that I mentioned earlier in the show. So why not do it now? Do it now. All right. Otherwise, again, we'll be back here looking for your call and your support, Laura and I, next Wednesday the 10th. I also hope you visit our website, TalkingAnimals.net, just generally where we make available all sorts of information as well as archives and podcasts with past Talking Animals programs. We have a link to the Talking Animals Facebook page, Twitter feed, and more. That's all at TalkingAnimals.net. Talking Animals broadcast outreach consultant is Libby Bucellis. My thanks to her. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. Stay tuned for the wonderful Scott Elliott and the All Souls edition of It's the Music, airing next from noon to 3. We're closing out today's show with an animal tune, sort of a vintage vegan tune, too. This is Consolidated with the Sexual Politics of Meat, taking us up to the NPR News on WMNF Tampa, Brandon, Clearwater, Largo, Weekiwachee. Thanks for listening. Speak with you again next week on Talking Animals. Take care.
Of patriarchal values. Meat eating is the reinscription of male power at every meal. The patriarchal gaze sees not the fragmented flesh of dead animals, but appetizing food. Vegetarian activities counter patriarchal consumption and challenge the consumption of death. Feminist vegetarian activity declares that an alternative worldview exists, one which celebrates life rather than consuming death. One which does not rely on resurrected animals, but empowered people. If meat is a symbol of male dominance, then the presence of meat proclaims the disempowering of women. The notion of objectification one step further. Not only have we objectified animals, but in objectifying them, we take what we want from them and leave the rest out. We leave their death out and we take their bodies. We leave the images of their death out, but take the meaning of meat and apply it to women.
All right. Consolidated. With the sexual politics of meat, it's 88.5 WMNF Tampa. So, again, we'll see you next Wednesday right here for the Fun Drive Show. Again, if you'd like to go see Paula Poundstone and support Talking Animals and WMNF, just contact us at duncan@wmnf.org. We'll be happy to set you up, and it'll be a lot of fun and a great way to support the show and the station. Otherwise, go to talkinganimals.net for all kinds of really, really cool thank you gifts of all stripes at all pledge values. So we do look forward to hearing from you in that way. So Scott Elliott is next for It's the Music from noon to 3. And Franco after that, Latino 54, and more great programming after that. It is WMNF Tampa. NPR News is next. Thanks for listening. Take care.
NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi.